You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight's debate was in Iowa, because in just 3 weeks, they will cast the first votes in the Democratic primary, just like they do in every presidential election. And if you want to know what it feels like to be number one, well, our own Jordan Klepper went on the road to find out.
Last weekend, I went to beautiful, balmy Iowa to see how they feel about kicking off primary season.
I cannot be more excited to be in the center of the universe right now.
Center of the universe.
Right here.
Des Moines, Iowa, baby. Let's get this caucus going.
Boom! It's caucus time.
It's f***ing caucus time, baby.
The excitement for the Iowa caucus is like no other primary event, and that's for one reason: access to the candidates.
Andrew Yang came to my house. He was in my front yard. He shook my babies and kissed my hands. He was awesome.
Was we it take it very seriously. Your babies, or was you just testing if they were robots?
I'm supporting Joe Biden. I got a Christmas card from him and Jill.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
I got one from Tom Steyer too.
Oh, I didn't get one from him.
Well, you just don't count.
Well,
Steyerflex.
I mean, I met Cory Booker last year, spring break.
You hooked up with Booker over spring break?
And I have the selfie video to prove it.
Congrats. It seems like any jackass can get up close and personal with the candidates. How have you enjoyed your time here in Idaho?
Maybe you're new at this, but we are in Iowa.
What did I say?
You said Idaho.
I said I've been a lot of places. I was still learning and had one very important question. Why is Iowa first?
Oh, God, I don't know.
We're not really sure why, and I think a lot of other people are thinking the same thing, but just because we always have been, maybe, or...
Is that a good enough reason?
Not really.
Why do you guys get to be first?
Because it's written into our Constitution.
It's like, oh, I said it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Just because you called shotgun on democracy doesn't mean you get to sit up front.
Hey, guess what? It is what it is, man.
All right, I needed some real Iowa background and a beer. So I sat down with local columnist Liz Lenz. How did Iowa become first?
It happened in 1972 because of paperwork. And then in 1976, Jimmy Carter came in, won the caucuses, and showed that if you came to Iowa, you could grab the attention of the nation. So it was basically thanks to Jimmy Carter that Iowa became a thing.
Yeah, so those poor little peanut farmers who one day dreamed of being president, they were like, now there's a place I can go, a place where there are farmers, but they're different than me. They farm corn. Maybe I can be president.
And soy.
You guys do soy as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's very varied.
It's very diverse here. That's what I've noticed.
Well, it's actually not diverse, and that's the problem.
What's the problem?
With the caucuses. We're not diverse.
In fact, Iowa is over 90% white. So, Julian Castro, Mike Bloomberg, and even the famously hostile USA Today say that Iowa doesn't reflect the country's demographics. Just look at these whiteys who qualified for tonight's debate. I'm sure the rational folks of Iowa would agree. There's been some criticism of Iowa going first in the nation.
I think they're crazy.
You understand that there's a diversity issue.
Right, but we're not giving up first place, just so you know.
That's American as
isn't it, though?
You know, Iowa isn't known for its diversity, but I really contend that Iowa is very diverse.
I like to think that Iowa has a good, we represent the whole country, we're a melting pot.
It's 90% white.
Right.
But the 10% that's not white is 100% not white.
It is.
Iowa isn't the most diverse place.
Rural could be a minority, right, in the whole nation?
Absolutely.
Rural could be a minority? That's a real hot Iowa take.
You're going to hear people say, we're all white, we're old.
I would never say that.
Well, you probably do. You just didn't tell me because you're being respectful.
Okay, I did, but it was 2 minutes ago and I've forgotten it.
We try to be diverse.
And actually, Perry, Iowa, like, has a huge Hispanic-Latino population, like where we are now.
You could see it in there, right?
Yeah, well...
Well, not in...
Certainly, but... They not in the, maybe not in the people.
In theory, it's definitely.
In theory, yes.
In theory. In practicality or reality, no.
Right.
But theoretically, 100%. It's practically 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay, look, Iowa is actually really engaged, and they take this seriously. But they've had the opportunity of being first for over 40 years. And they're rational people. So I'll ask one more time. Wouldn't our country benefit from kicking off primary season with a state that's a bit more representative?
Okay, please don't go there with me. I'm not even...
You don't want to go
there? No, I will. I'll go there with you.
You want to go there?
I'll go there with you.
Go there with me?
If you are a state that has civil discourse and is compassionate and open-minded, obviously we are diverse in our heart and by nature. And I'm not doing that because I'm all white privilege. I'm saying that because it's real.
Well, but diverse in your heart is kind of a white privilege-y thing.
It is a white privilege-y thing, too. Yeah. But we think when we discuss and we say, well, wait a minute. Is that best for all of us?
I would say the civil discourse here in Idaho is alive and well.
Okay, except we are in Iowa.
I keep doing that.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah.
And we are in Iowa.
Whatever. At least I'm not in Ohio.
Short and step, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.